Buddy, are you there?
I'm surface now, Luther. Yes. We got a little water down here on 11th Street. I ran over a 40-pound carp coming into work.
Did you?
Yeah, down on Market.
Hmm. A lot of people would love to have that.
A 40-pound carp?
A carp, yes. So did you get on off the mountain all right? The W Road was closed this morning.
Couldn't tell. They all looked the same to me.
What do you mean?
Just water all over them. I got a parking ticket this morning out on my car on here on 11th Street.
Really?
Yeah. What worried me is, you know who gave it to me?
No.
The Coast Guard.
Huh. Well, it must be pretty wet.
A lot of water out here. Well, I guess you're busy. I got to go up on the mountain anyway and take a picture of a guy. There's an old man up there building a boat way up on Signal Mountain. Got a big, long, white beard and all. I want to go up there. He's working in the rain and everything. Noah something.
Feverishly trying to get that boat finished.
I guess. He's going to get it ready. I think I'll go with him this time. Hey, would you like to take a reporter with you?
He probably would.
Okay, well.
What else is going on in your life,
buddy? That's about all, I reckon.
Is the free press leaking this morning?
Nope, the building is dry.
That's good.
Of course, I'm on the second floor. I don't know what it's like downstairs. Water may be up to the ceiling downstairs, yep. But so far on the second floor, it's okay.
A lot of people have water in their basement this morning.
Well, yes, that's bad.
Buddy,
I don't know what to tell them.
Give them your advice again about when they go through a body of water, they're driving along in their automobile and go through a body of water, maybe too fast, splashes up on the motor and drowns them out. What's the best advice you give them?
What's that, Luther?
Don't give me that. Tell them. Give them the advice.
Okay. When you go, first of all, don't try to go through any water that's deeper than your car is high.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're not going to go through 3 feet of water and not get water in the side of the car.
That's true.
But when you go through the little bitty puddles of water, like maybe 4, 5, 6 inches deep, just slow down, of course. One of the boys here didn't slow down this morning. He got stuck. Yeah. But slow down to keep the water from splashing up on the engine, drowning it out. And then as you slow down and go through it, keep accelerating and just barely touch your brake pedal. And when you come out of the water, just hold it on there just a few minutes just to kind of dry the linings out.
Okay.
And that is it.
But what about if it drowns you out completely, your advice?
If it drowns you out completely, then you're just going to have to sit in the car till the water goes down, or you're just going to have to get out and walk.